the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it. Thanks for clicking download.
Sorry about no podcast last week. Blame Alfred.
Yeah, stupid cyclone had us working around the clock and then didn't really even make it to the sunny coast.
I took Alfred to HR and I said, look, this guy is just thwarting productivity here on the show. Can we get rid of him? And they kicked him out.
Oh, he absolutely left.
He's not coming back.
For sure, for sure. But all of our content last week was all cycling related. So this week we resumed normal programming once again. And there's a whole lot of fun in here. A lot of cute kids in this podcast.
Incredible amount of kids stuff. But it is so much fun. Asking questions of kids of the Sunny Coast.
Yeah.
You just get gold.
You do.
Because there's some genius kids out there, some really funny ones that actually should have their own radio show or podcast.
Yeah. True.
Shout out to Maddie. She's one of our faves.
Shout out to Maddie. You'll hear from her a little bit later on.
She just needs a mic from now on. She's only 11, but I think she'd be a star.
Absolutely. And hey, if you are sick of Alfred chat, there is a teensy bit of it at the start of this, but it's not serious. It's fun Alfred chat.
Yeah.
And then we move right along.
Great. And then we get to the kids stuff. Enjoy the episode. Thanks for downloading. We love you heaps.
Yeah, I'll speak to you soon.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We have been watching the news for the past week straight, waiting for updates on Alfred and what's going to happen, when's the flooding going to come, blah, blah, blah. But we're sick of reporters who know what they're doing, right?
Totally. We've seen split screens of so many journalists up and down the coast. However, the one type of person we haven't heard from, kids.
Yeah.
What's the cyclone been like for kids on the Sunny Coast? We have an Ultimate Kids voucher. It's a $50 voucher, can be spent at the best stores. If you care about the store, pretty much you can spend it, kids, there. Only one can win this afternoon, though. We have a hell of a lot of kids calling through. 545-11919. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our first kid of the Sunny Coast. Remy, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Remy. Now, you're 9 years old and you're reporting from Bedina. Tell us, what has the cyclone been like for you?
It's been very cold and rainy.
There been much wind as well, Remy?
Yeah, it's been very windy.
Okay. Did you get any flooding at your place?
Not really.
No? Okay. Well, that's good. That's,
yeah, that's good.
If we were to have another cyclone, do you think you're ready? You know how to prepare for it this time round?
Yes.
Yeah, good. What's your top tips for people?
Stay inside and don't go outside so you don't get blown off a mountain.
Yeah,
exactly.
You want to stay on the mountain.
See, where's the Channel 9 reporters saying, exactly, don't get blown off a mountain?
I didn't hear that on the TV once. Thank you, Remy. Let's go next. Let's go down to Baringa. Cobes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kobe. Tell us, what's your account of Cyclone Alfred?
Okay, so today it was pretty windy and rainy, but, it wasn't too windy, and yesterday the beaches were very wavy, and there was a lot of scarping there, so make sure you don't surf, just in case you might get pulled out, and then you might drown, and then, I need to be prepared for any other cyclones just in case.
What's your one tip, Cobes, for people, like if we were to get another cyclone in the future, what's your one tip for preparation?
I would probably just stay inside and just take a chill pill.
Take a chill pill.
Because it didn't hit us.
Yeah.
Because it just didn't hit us. And I'll just be gaming, so I'm just chill with that.
Yep. I'm chill with that too, Cobes. That's what I did for most of the weekend as well. I did a lot of gaming too.
Don't go outside because you'll get blown off a mountain.
Yeah.
Don't swim or you'll drown. And take a chill pill.
Take a chill pill. Thank you, Cobes.
Right now. Go to the phones now to 9-year-old Belle from Watulla. Belle, tell us, what's the cyclone been like for you? Give us an account.
It wasn't too bad, but there was a lot of big waves and rain.
Waves and rain. Do you live close to the beach, Belle?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that the waves were going to come up and maybe get to your house?
No. I thought maybe it would flood a little bit down the park at the end of my street.
Now, a lot of the Sunny Coast is listening at the moment, Belle. What should they do just to prepare if we ever get another cyclone? What should we prepare? How should we do it?
Probably sandbags, and if you're in a place where you think there might be some really bad weather, tape your windows.
Okay, good one. fun.
Did you tape your windows at home, Ellie?
No, but my neighbour did. My neighbour did.
Yeah.
And then this morning we looked up and the tape still, he's tried to peel the tape off, but he's used masking tape.
No.
And it's like fully stuck on there.
No.
He's going to have to use an alcohol scrub or something to get that bad boy off.
Hey, Belle, thank you so much for your call. And we all feel very prepared now if we ever get another cyclone. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go now to 9-year-old Dallas from Palm Woods. Dallas, hit us with your account of Cyclone Alfred.
It was really windy and we ate all our snacks.
Oh, what were your snacks,
on
Dallas?
On day one or Sandy's. It was rough.
We ate chips and chocolate and Bickies.
What's your favourite Bicky, Dallas?
Carrots.
Carrots? No, what's your favourite Bicky?
My mum's Bickies.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, nice. See, again, we're not seeing the reporters on Channel 7 or anything say, I had some Bickies and carrots are my favourite.
This is what kids of the Sunny Coast are experiencing.
Yeah.
Days inside, it's really windy outside, and they're just snacking. They're snacking like they've never snacked before.
We also bought a fish called Alfie.
You got a fish called Alfie. What colour is he, Dallas?
Because we got so bored, we got a fish for free called Alfie.
Yeah.
And we called him Alfie because he reminded us of the cyclone Alfred.
Very
because
cool.
Because he does nothing.
He does nothing.
His full name is Alfie Jean-Pierre.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's got a full name. What does Jean-Pierre stand like? Where did that come from, those names?
It just goes with it.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
Alfred Jean-Pierre. Yeah, perfect fish name. Thank you, Dallas. You're in the draw for that ultimate kids voucher. All right, let's go down the line now. Sunny is 11, goes to Good Shepherd. Hello, Sunny. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, Sunny. Now, what did you see out there for Tropical Cyclone Alfred in the last couple of days?
Well, it didn't really hit us. We had lots of good surf on Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Some good waves. And today it's been really rainy and pretty windy.
Mm.
But, yeah, nothing bad happened here.
Are you much of a surfer, Sunny?
Yeah.
What's the waves been like? Because I don't surf, so can you describe the surf to me? What's actually been good about it?
So at North Sunshine, me and my dad surfed on Saturday, and it was like 3 to 4 foot, and it was barreling.
Gnarly.
No, don't try and talk surfer. You know, no, that's uncool, Chaney. That's uncool.
Honestly, Flex, who does our surf reports, could be out of a job if Sunny keeps going this
way.
Totally.
Sunny could be the new Flex.
Yeah, great surf report, Sunny. Thank you. Tazzy, you got to pick someone to win that.
I mean, who stands out? They've all been great.
I think 11-year-old Kobe,
yes,
who said, in future, just take a chill pill.
Yep.
When we're dealing with a cyclone. I think that was some good advice.
Well, yeah, well done, Cobes. Yeah, let's give it to Kobe. The ultimate kids voucher, $50 to spend there. We're going to be doing kid-related phone topics like this all week as well. So if you're a kid of the Sunny Coast, you've missed out this afternoon, or you didn't quite get to call through, don't worry. There's another voucher like this tomorrow. On
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Stop smiling. This is not a time for smiling.
Why?
Someone has stolen your joke.
What?
And they've done it on a national stage.
Oh, classic. That happens all the time.
I'm not happy. Something happened. A great, hilarious moment happened on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's stolen it, taken it to TV. So, last week, we were chatting to the organiser of the Facebook event, Blow It Cyclone Alfred, to push it back.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just encourage people to stand on the beach, at Cyclone Alfred, hopefully turns around, right?
Good gear. Got like 100,000 followers.
Totally. 100,000 people going or interested to this Facebook event. Everybody was talking about it, sharing memes and photos and yada, yada. It took over Facebook. It was great to see. And we got Emily on. She was a great chat.
We were one of the first shows to get her on.
Very much so.
She then went and did the rounds, though.
Yeah, she ended up on all the big radio stations, TV. Everybody needed her. But we were one of the first to chat to her.
Yeah.
Have a listen to a part of our chat that we had.
What about if we all suck in instead and then we swallow Alfred?
Excuse me?
I don't know if I want to change the event page to Cyclone Alfred.
Swallowing Alfred might get taken down anyway.
As I've said it, I've realised it didn't come out right.
Classic you, putting your foot in your mouth.
Yeah.
Right,
look, it was an unplanned comedic moment.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
We cut it up. We put it up on our socials.
Yeah.
Went pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Emily has since been on the big radio stations, the big TV. She heard your little gag. She's taken it national onto the Today Show. But to prove that you're actually a comedic genius.
Oh, I'm going to cut that bit up.
Her delivery was terrible.
Oh, really?
Have a listen.
We keep blowing Alfred that he's hopefully just going to go away. If not, then we have our plan B, and that is to suck Alfred.
You won't know what's coming.
This is perfect Brekkie TV, live TV. Yeah, there he is, the guy. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is so awkward.
It's hard to listen to, isn't it? You and I, we make light of it. I'm like, excuse me, maybe you should rethink that. That Facebook event wouldn't work. Rah, 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 rah. Even Carl, who's kind of a magician in these sort of moments, didn't know what to do. He just goes, oh, right.
Well,
okay.
Emily, if you're listening, just leave the comedy to the pro, okay? I got it from here.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, it's taken a couple of weeks for me to tell the story. I don't know why. It's just we've had cyclone in the way.
Yeah,
there's been other things that have jumped in. But I wanted to share a little something that happened to me when I did travel overseas a couple of weeks ago to Egypt. Mm-hmm. We travelled on an overnight train. We ended up in, I think it was Luxor or Aswan. Anyway, very inland, very south of Egypt, in the middle of nowhere. We're surrounded by desert, right? Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, me and my mate, we finally get to our hotel. We get to our hotel room. We are exhausted. I hadn't felt very well the previous night, so I was just kind of happy to have a bed, get to a bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, it's so nice when you're travelling. It's so much fun, but also just that first lying back down on your bed.
Yeah.
Nothing better than that, right? We get there, see the bathrooms, I need to use the loo, and I do. And then I come out and I go, that is, hands down, the worst toilet paper in the world.
In the hotel room?
I thought the building here had the worst toilet paper in the world, at the CFM studios. It's not great. What do we have here? Describe what we have here.
I've never noticed what we have here being bad.
Oh, really?
What, I'm pretty sure, is it Loo with a View in Malulabar?
Yeah.
One of the ones along the Malulabar Beach.
Yeah, they're not
That's
great.
That's the worst.
They're not great either. I think this is even worse than that.
Yeah? How so?
It's one ply.
Yeah.
But one side of it, I worked out, was spiky. So one side is soft and the other side is like toilet paper but like sandpaper at the same time. So you have to make sure you're wiping with the soft side rather than the spiky side. Now, I didn't bring you anything from Egypt, except I did bring in...
You brought me the toilet paper?
Here it is. It's fresh.
It's legitimately got a brown mark on it.
No, it's got no
Why
marks
Why has it got a brown
on
mark
it? Well,
on
it's
it?
Been sitting on the desk here. It's probably dirty.
You were sitting on a toilet. Just let me get this straight. You were sitting on a toilet in Egypt.
Yeah.
And you thought, I'm going to take this a million miles back to Australia so I can show Ellie Chaney.
Yes. As we were leaving the hotel the next morning, I went, I need to grab some of that toilet paper just quickly. And I shoved it in my suitcase. I got it through customs and I brought it here because one side of it, pinch it between your fingers. Just.
You're right.
It's spiky.
Do you know what? It's like the outside of it. Is it a not a kumquat? What's the little red fruit that has the spiky?
I don't know, but I know
a lychee. Exactly.
Yes,
is it lychees.
Lychee? Yes.
Yeah, it's like the skin of a lychee.
Just, I didn't know that the spikes were coming. It's not
I'm just
fun.
Just rubbing it on my knee.
It is hands down the worst toilet paper in the world, but that's yours to keep, Ellie.
The other side, though, is quite nice.
Yeah, the other side's
quite
great.
Soft.
So it's like a 50-50. You don't quite know what you're going to get unless you pay attention.
Are you a scruncher or
folder?
A folder?
Folder.
Are you? But
folded,
you're fine.
No, but I'd folded the other way around the first time. Gave myself like a rash.
Oh, gross.
Sorry.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy, I've had a slap in the face from a website.
From a website.
Mm-hmm. Should I be offended?
I'm just trying to think of a pun related with slapping and also the name of a website. Slapchat? No. I'll leave it with me.
Okay. I'm just going to see your brain tick over for the next 3 minutes.
I'm not going to listen to you for the next 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
No, forget the pun. I want to hear the story.
Okay. So I've joined this like freelance work website.
Oh my gosh. Radio really doesn't pay like people think it does.
Yeah, because I'm trying to boost my side hustle, you know, like voiceovers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so I uploaded my profile with all my gear and, you know, like my work history and all of that.
Okay.
And there's a feature on this website where you have to verify your identity.
Mm-hmm.
So
It's a capture situation. Click the traffic lights or the zebra crossing.
No, worse than that. Ah. Worse, like legit verify that I am Ellie Chaney. Okay. I am who I say I am. Mm-hmm. So you've got to get a photo of your like driver's license or your passport.
Yep.
Scan that, and then in real time, yep, you have to scan your face as well.
Yeah, they like that. They have to. That's like a video selfie that they
yeah
need.
Yeah, yeah, and then it will, you know, it will say, "All right, you are who you say you are."
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I created my profile, I put the beautiful photos that was taken of me for our work promo shots, which may have a tiny bit of airbrushing, and they're the ones that you'll see on the buses and the billboards and whatnot saying, yes, from CFM. So I uploaded my headshot.
Great.
Of that.
Yeah.
I've done the verification process.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
I've woken up to an email from them saying, "Hi, Ellie. Our verification process has determined that you are not who you say you are, and your profile picture does not match what you've shown us that you actually look like."
You ugly son of a...
Because you know when you do one of those things and you have to stare at the camera like, yeah, not smiling. I did it late last night
when
I wasn't wearing makeup.
The photos you've sent have not got crow's feet. Your forehead is smooth in one picture and wrinkly in the other.
Sorry, my Botox has worn off, okay?
Your
sorry
beauty spot on your cheek does not exist in one photo.
So they've declined me. They think I'm a catfish because in real life I'm not as hot as my airbrushed promotional photos.
When people see photos of you on billboards or trolley return places and corner shops or whatever, wherever they see your photo, that's nothing like what you look like in person.
Absolutely. Apparently I'm a big old uggo and I don't match those photos. Sorry about it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Oh, she's so nervous. 545-11919 is our number. Call through. Talk to Ellie. And she's going to guess your age based on your voice.
Okay.
This is amazing. We should do this daily. This
we
should be a great game.
8 people on hold. This is a bit stressful, to be honest. But let's kick it off. Dave from Budrum. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you, Dave.
I'm going to give you a 2-year buffer either side as well. So
okay,
if you say 20.
2 years is a bit hectic.
2 years is a bit hectic. Okay. Oh, you want me to be bang on, do you, Dave?
1 year either side, I reckon.
1 year. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dave's like, no, these rules aren't hard enough.
No, let's see how you go. Go on. Hit me with a number.
I reckon...
Make my day or break my day.
Oh, gosh. Should I just go under with everyone? No, I've got to be true to myself.
Don't just say 21 for everybody and try and please them.
No.
Like, come on.
I think Dave is 36.
Get.
Okay.
Oh, yep. Bang on. Bang on.
No.
Are you serious?
No way.
Are you serious?
Bang on.
Oh, my gosh. She's got it. She's actually, you said you had this talent.
I have a talent. Dave. Okay, that's one
well
from
done
one. Thank you, Dave. Thank
well done.
You.
Everybody that gets through for this game as well, and you get your voice on the air, you are in the draw for a double pass to Event Cinemas.
John from Batinia. Hello.
What is going on?
How you going, Taz?
Oh, well, I'm Ellie. Yeah, oh, good. No, it's all right, Dave. Jono. John, what you been up to today?
Just been chilling at home, enjoying the view.
Oh,
it's tough.
Oh,
that's
that is tough. A tough one.
You got the last one bang on, so come on.
Did you work? So you didn't work today, John?
No, day off today.
Day off today. Okay. John's a toughie. He could be in his 20s and he could be in his 40s. John, I'm going to go with 34.
Oh, way off.
Oh.
Yes.
Am I too old? Okay, 28.
Oh, even worse.
You're 45.
No. I'm 50.
Oh! You do not sound 50. Wow.
Good try.
Thank you. Oh, I hope I've made your day. Right, let's try a female. Kirsty and Biwa, hello.
Hello, Ellie.
Hello. What's your favourite colour, Kirsty, and why?
Purple. And I'm not 100% sure why.
Okay. Kirsty, are you 43?
Oh, my God, yes.
No way.
1982.
is going 2 from 3. You've got bang on.
I think I'd ring 2 because I'm 6, so I thought, you know, it might throw her off a bit.
Nah, my gut sense is real. I was saying earlier today, 2025 is my year for winning stuff. This is it.
Yeah.
This is crazy. We've got to keep this going. I mean, I want to play a song by now, but Hank, this is too interesting.
All right, who do we go to?
How did you first work this skill
out? I don't know. It's just a gut feel.
Okay, let's go down to Caloundra. Is this Bridie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Bridie. What'd you do on the weekend?
Not a lot, actually. Just kind of chilled at home with the kids and, watched the movies.
Bridie, I think you and Dave from Budrum are the same age. Are you 36?
No.
Are you 33?
No, wrong direction.
41?
No, you're throwing numbers out.
You're within 2 years, but no.
Oh, within 2 years. That was Tasha's original rules.
It was, but that was your third guess. You can't know. Sorry, Bridie.
She has to be off the first one.
What are you, 38? 39. Whew, all right. Well, look, we're at a 50% strike rate here, Tazzy.
Okay, so you're 2 from 2. Mm-hmm. Or you're 2 out of 4, sorry. Mm-hmm. Let's go to one more.
Oh, and this is the decider.
Yeah, so let's go to, let's go here. Who's this? Is this Antonia?
Yeah, hi.
Hello, Antonia. Hey.
Hello.
All right, we need to try and guess your age just by hearing your voice. Remember, if you've made it on the air, you are in the draw for a double pass to Event Cinemas as well.
Beautiful. I love to hear that.
Hey, Antonia, what do you think about the cyclone?
Oh, you know, a bit of a joke.
Bit of a joke, yeah.
It never happened, so, yeah. It was nice to just relax for a few days, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Antonia sounds like one of the younger ones. I'm going to go, are you 29, Antonia?
No, not even close.
Oh.
Wow, I thought you were going to be pretty good there. I thought that sounded really good.
How old are you?
36.
36. Damn it, 36 has been the number of the day. That's what I keep going for.
2 from 5.
Yeah, you should have gone with that.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Antonia. Thank you, everybody calling through as well.
It's a skill, though.
That's right. Yeah. 2 from 5, but you got them bang on.
I'll take it.
I want to hate it.
CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Just double checking you don't want this Kit Kat before I eat it.
No, thank you. No more snacks.
You're
I'm
supposed to be
good.
On a diet? Good. Being good answer. Good. Hey, reward yourself by answering that correctly with a little Kit Kat.
I'm going to throw this in the bin. Don't even want it. Hey.
You put it in your pocket.
Stop trying to rile me up because class is in session, my friend.
Oh, this is daunting.
I would like you to refer to me as Miss Cheney from here on
I'm
out.
I'm not doing that.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Miss Cheney. Oh, wow. I've resorted straight back into my training.
Yeah, careful. If you misbehave, I'll be giving
Mrs.
you a
yardage. Mrs. C. You'd be Mrs. C, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm technically not a Mrs., so I'd just be Miss C. If we're being pedantic. But the reason I have become a teacher today is because NatPlan is on around the coast and I wondered whether Star Student, what were you of Mountain Creek in year 6 or year 7? What award did you win?
Oh, I was, I won the Principal's Award.
Well, you thought you did and then we went back to Mountain Creek last year and figured out you didn't actually
checked
win
the
it.
Trophy and, yeah, Sarah won it.
Okay, but you're a good student. Would you still be a good student today? Okay. I'm going to hit you with some NatPlan questions, and I want you to see if you can answer them. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
What grade is this for? Well, funny you say. You can choose between year 5 numeracy, you are a maths boy.
Yes.
Or year 7 language conventions.
Totally going the maths. Kids, if you're listening in the car at the moment, see if you can beat me.
I'm not going to lie, I couldn't find the answers to the maths one. So, if you get this wrong.
Yep.
I may not know.
Okay.
Call us and correct us if he does get it wrong, kids. Tony is paid the same amount for each car he washes.
I hate these questions.
He gets paid $15 for washing 3 cars.
$15 for 3 cars, yeah.
How many cars does he need to wash to get paid $45?
Oh, this one. Okay, so he's paid same amount per car.
Yeah.
He's paid $5 a car. If he's to pay $45 total, he needs to wash 9 cars.
I don't know what the answer is.
I know the answer. Not often does the student go, yes, it's right, miss. And she goes, I don't know.
Okay, what about this one? 8 children share 2 pies equally.
Yep.
How much pie will each child get? Ooh. Not enough, am I right, kids?
No, you're on a diet.
Oh, yeah, damn it. That's right.
Reward yourself with a Kit Kat, though. I think they get a quarter of a pie, miss.
Good job, Tassie.
Did you know the answer? Or did you just assuming I'm wrong?
I mean, it's year 5, so,
so funny.
Surely it's right. Okay. Yep. The Year 7 language conventions.
Oh, no.
We're going up.
Do you have the right answers
here? I do
here?
Have
I'm
the right
gonna
answers
need your help.
For this one. Okay. Which sentence is correct?
Oh,
you've got
no.
4. A. The man mistaken my mother for someone he knew. B. Mm-hmm. The wind blown the papers all over the playground. C. Dad was training for a race and run after work each day. Or D. It was very cold, so we drove to the match.
The last one.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought too.
Oh, no. The teacher should know the answer.
The teacher should know the answer. The answer that I've got is B, but nah, I reckon it's D. Have I written that down wrong? It's not the wind blowing the papers all over the place.
Miss?
Yeah?
Can I go and play? I'm bored.
No, you can't. We've got more. Okay, I'll give you one more.
More?
Yeah, I'll give you one more.
Gee, kids, if you've done NatPlan today, I really hope it was more interesting than this.
Which sentence contains an adjective?
Oh, no. Don't do this. I know nouns.
The baby gurgled and laughed in the cot when he woke up.
Yeah.
He amused himself happily for half an hour.
Yeah, no, locking that in.
Suddenly, he gave a sharp cry.
Oh, that might be it.
That startled us all.
Damn it.
Or, I hurried into the room and gently picked him up.
It's the sentence that has the word sharp in.
What? Shut up?
No, sharp.
Oh, I was like, none of them had the word sharp.
Miss, can you not tell me to shut up? That's rude.
You got it right, buddy.
Yes.
Well done.
Oh, NatPlan's easy.
Oh, kids, if you want to call up and tell Taz that NatPlan is not easy,
it's easy
feel
if,
free.
It's easy if your teacher knows what she's doing. Sorry, I didn't finish my sentence.
I'm really second-guessing all of those answers.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We need to know. The person, well, actually, you don't have to dob them in, I guess, but we want to know if the people that you've been around that have had gross food habits.
Yep. You've witnessed it. You've lived with them. You're married to them.
It might be a storage. It might be the way they eat it. It might be what they do after they're done with it.
Mm.
What's that gross food habit?
The reason we're talking about this is because Meghan Markle's got a new TV show. Have you heard of it?
Oh, no.
You're going to be watching With Love, Meghan.
Oh. So it's about
it's
her.
Called. Yeah, it's
why
like
can't she be in something like she was in Suits, where it's not really about her?
Well,
she's
because
just the
she's
character.
Moved on, you know? She's got
she's
a new
a princess.
Life now. Yeah.
No, she's not actually. Officially, are they?
She's a Duchess of Sussex.
Ugh.
The trailer for the show With Love, Meghan says, Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, invites friends and famous guests to a beautiful California estate where she shares cooking, gardening and hosting tips.
Oh,
it's on Netflix.
So she invites people around and then talks to them about stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Doesn't let them talk.
Light entertainment, some have branded it. Pop
very
it on
light.
In the background.
Very
similar to our
light
show.
Entertainment.
But the thing that's got tongues wagging is there's a scene in which she opens up the fridge.
Yeah.
And you can see in the fridge door, I've just sent you a photo of it, Tassie.
Oh, no.
She has laid out on a wire rack, completely uncovered, raw chicken drumsticks.
So imagine buying chicken drumsticks, unwrapping them, and literally just throwing them into the fridge.
Yeah,
you
like,
open
like
the
you're
fridge
airing
door
them out.
And you've thrown them onto a shelf.
And right underneath is the vegetables. Like, literally, it's probably dripping chicken juice.
Wow.
Onto the vegetables.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's a gross food habit.
Yeah. That would make the fridge smell.
Right.
Okay,
and I'm all for unhygienic food practices, like you know me.
Oh, you reheat stuff that's years old.
Yeah, but I'm not doing that.
She'll be right.
And she's a princess.
Oh, I've got a list of gross food habits that I've seen just from your desk.
Okay.
I used to have a friend who would lick the sides of salt and vinegar chips and then she'd actually put them back in the bag.
No!
When she was done. It has ruined. I have to second guess every single salt and vinegar like bag that I come across that's open because I have actually reached in, grabbed a chip and it was soggy.
Oh.
So gross, right? She just liked the flavour. She didn't want to eat the chips.
No, but don't put it back in the bag. That's
it
just,
was disgusting.
That's just, especially if it's shared. No.
Yeah.
I remember I took a bag of salt and vinegar chips fishing once on the boat and and then didn't finish them. So I like, you know, wrapped them up and then about a week later went to have a little chippy and the chippy smelled like fish, smelled like bait. It's like, how many baity hands went into this?
Smiths are rubbing their hands together. New flavour alert.
Bait flavoured.
Bait and vinegar. Hey, let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Talking weird food habits.
Yeah, John's in Batinia. John, have you had someone in your life with a weird food habit?
Well, I used to share a house with a guy back in the day down in Melbourne. Yeah. And if he happened to spill anything, mainly milk, he would just cover it with a piece of paper.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yuck. So he's just leaving rotten milk on the ground with a bit of A4 on top of it.
Yeah, there could be A4, newspaper. But, you know, you get home and there'd be a bit of paper everywhere. Like, okay.
Would you say something, John? Or would he end up cleaning it up? Or would you have to say something?
I would have to say something.
Wow.
And how did he react?
Not nicely.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not what you want to live with. Did he do anything else weird? Because I feel like if he's doing that, yeah, he's doing other weird stuff around the house.
Well, he did have a cat.
Oh.
He did have a cat.
So he's a cat person.
Number two is just to get covered with paper as well.
Oh, no.
No.
No. Yeah.
When you're saying a piece of paper, is it like tissue paper that you get at the kitchen, like the absorbent rolls, or is it literally just A4 paper?
It depended on the location. If it was close to the printer, A4, or it would be a piece of newspaper.
If it was close to the printer.
What's his long-term plan there? Like, you know, is he just going to leave it there forever, or is he just doing it so you pick it up?
I wasn't picking it up.
No, absolutely not.
John's bedroom was down the hall from the printer anyway, so it was all right.
Yeah, it was. My door was locked.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, I am your biggest supporter.
Yeah.
And I love when you achieve stuff.
Yeah.
And apparently you've got a big achievement to share on the show.
So glad. It
benefits me.
Correct, Tazzy.
Yes, I'm such a big fan of yours, Ellie. Well done for whatever it is that you've done.
Good, I like this.
How much money are we getting?
Well, hold on, hold your horses, all right? We're literally in those songs, we're talking about how broke we both are.
Yeah,
so
we are.
I know you're broke, but so am I,
rent
buddy.
Hurts.
No. As you know, I returned from an overseas trip.
Yeah.
18 days ago.
Yes.
I can announce that after 18 days, I have finally unpacked my suitcase.
I'm failing to see how I can benefit from this.
Okay, well, this morning I...
18 days is shocking. Your partner will be 18 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he's done.
Literally.
Yeah.
He
wouldn't have gone to sleep and needed unpacking.
No. My suitcase has just been sitting in the spare room.
Yeah.
Fully pretty much intact, completely unpacked.
Is that why you've been wearing all your crappy clothes for the last couple of weeks? The dregs.
Literally. Got a lot of washing ahead of me. But the suitcase is officially unpacked.
Yeah.
Now, I did say this benefits you.
Hang on. You were longer at home unpacked, than you were actually on the holiday.
Yeah, pretty much. It was all winter gear in there. You know, I didn't need it.
Yeah.
I just took my toiletry bag out and I was good to go. I still haven't done anything with my ski gear.
Were you just hoping to go back to Japan sooner rather than later? I just leave myself packed.
And then I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
But I did say this benefits you.
I'm waiting.
Okay. I unpacked your presents from Japan.
Oh, what? There's presents? Mm.
Don't get your hopes up. They're not huge.
Oh.
Present number one.
Pokemon cards.
Please take this.
What is that?
Cost me a total of 330 yen, which is
30 cents?
$3.30. Turn it over, please.
What is that?
It's a sticker of a sexy sumo wrestler.
Why?
In a sexy pose.
Why? I'm holding it up to the camera. This will make it onto our socials, I'm sure. Where am I going to put this?
Wherever you want, buddy. That's for you. I literally had to go to a store and buy that specifically for you.
So what this is it's a sumo wrestler, but without the little diaper thing that they wear.
Yeah, he's full nud, but he's doing a sexy pose too.
He is. He's blushing a little bit.
Yeah, he's like, that's the equivalent of a sumo nude.
Okay, did you mean to buy this or did it accidentally?
No, I literally saw it and I thought, Taz will love that. So that's present number one. Are you ready for present number two?
Is present number two better or worse than this?
Present number two, you have to consume on the air. Here it is. explain to the people what I've just handed you.
So you've handed me one of those little juice bags that you unzip, like you unlock the top of.
Like a yogurt pouch.
Is it yogurt?
Well, you're going to have to suck it and find out, buddy.
I don't want to suck it and find out. It's been sitting in your bag for 18 days.
All the ingredients are in Japanese.
Is this supposed to remain cold?
Oh, nah, it's fine. I mean, I don't know. I can't read the label, so.
No.
But I just want you to experience
this.
I had a lot of these when I was over there.
It does smell like it's been sitting in a bag for 18 days.
No, it'll be fine. It should be fine. All right, here we go. He's having a little slurp.
It's not. Is it supposed to be yogurt?
No.
Is it supposed to be juice?
No.
It's juice.
No.
What is it?
Is there, describe to me the texture.
Is it jelly?
Yeah, it's jelly. It's a bag of jelly.
Yeah. What's the flavour?
I don't know. Tropical, I think. Can you feel the lumpy jelly bits?
I don't want 18-day-old jelly.
Why? I thought you'd love it. I thought you'd appreciate it.
Your spare room heats up quite a bit. This has been sitting at 40 degrees for the last 2.5 weeks.
So which present did you like better, the sexy sumo wrestler sticker or
I didn't think anything could be worse than the sumo wrestler, but I think he might be my favourite.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. This is CFM, our favourite artist Pitbull. We are waiting for the day that he says, guys, I'm coming to Australia. At this point, he hasn't said it.
He hasn't said it and may not want to. He's making a lot of money overseas, but that's all right. Let's play Bandle instead. Just quickly, can you think of another bald pop star? Or is he the only guy that's bald that sings pop music?
Did Ricky Martin go bald in the end?
Oh, he could be. He could be bald. We're just going to get our producer to search that up for us. Thanks, Em.
Who else is bald?
Not really, no.
I'm sure someone in some band will be.
Oh, there's a bald guy in Coldplay.
Is there?
Yeah. Some notable bald pop stars include The Rock. No, that's Google. You've failed us there. Okay, let's play some Bandle. Today's mystery song, taking us back 17 years to 2008.
Good year.
It's a good year for pop music, though. I think Gaga, Katy Perry were out that year as well.
I'm trying to think what we were cranking at my house on Schoolies. MGMT.
Oh.
Kids.
Oh, was great song.
Big at the time. Walking on Empire of the Sun.
I was going to say Walking on Sunshine.
Walking on a Dream. Walking on a Sunshine. Okay, calm down. All right, let's go with layer number one. If you know it, 545-11919.
I'm walking on sunshine.
It does sound Gaga-esque.
I like that we've got something a bit quicker. There have been some slower songs recently.
And also they've put the drums and the bass together, which is a nice change.
Too much synth to get through in the next couple of layers.
We've got calls already.
I don't... Who? How? How can somebody be guessing it after layer number one? Shanae, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We're good, Shanae. Surely you don't know this from that, do you?
Look, I probably don't. However, I'm going to try... Is it Usher? Yeah.
Oh, great song. Around the same time.
I've put it into the system, Shanae, but it says it's wrong, I'm afraid. But thank you, though.
Oh, damn. That's all good, guys. I'll just keep being play along.
Good on you, sister. That's what we like to hear.
Shanae's from Tiny Tat's studio. I'm guessing she's just stopped mid-tat to call us.
Yeah, no, I told someone I need to go home because Vandal was coming on. No, guys, I drive home with you every day. You know that, and this is the time that I usually leave the studio, so Tattoos stop for the day, and then we're into Ellie and Taz.
Oh, that's... We love to hear
from
that,
from one
Shanae.
Studio to another. Thank you,
yeah,
Shanae.
Yeah, good on you, sister.
Love you, guys. All right, next layout. Let's hit it,
okay, okay, sorry. We'll move on. We'll go straight in.
Come on, guys. We'll chat all day.
Okay, all right, here we go. Layer... Number two. Hurricane's Gaga.
No, I got it. Got it.
Is it? Is the name... Oh, no. Okay.
Is the name what? What's the name?
Of the song.
Yeah.
a greeting?
I don't know, but let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Mick from Sippy Downs. He's currently last place in our CFM tipping comp. The way down there. Hello, Mick.
Hello. I'm about to redeem myself. Thank you very much.
Reception from down the bottom, mate. Well done.
Well, someone's got to do it. In the reverse ladder, I'm first, okay? So calm down.
Okay, Mick, what do you think today's bandle is, my friend?
I reckon it's Hot and Cold by Katy Perry.
Oh.
I think so too, Mick. And I've put it in and it spat it out as a big, fat, green tick, my friend.
Told ya. Redemption right there.
Sorry. I typed in hot and cold and it's in the system as hot and cold.
Well, yeah. That's okay, Ali, because I'm hot at Vandal, but I'm cold at footy tipping.
Correct. You suck at footy tipping at this point in time, Mick. But that's okay. We can't all be at the top.
If you want to join us, though, with our CFM tipping comp, if you're tipping already on the ESPN app, of course, we only stick to the superior code, which is NRL. Thank you very much.
Don't say that. You know I'm an AFL girl, and I've been nice enough to let you have NRL as our tipping comp.
Because you're hot, then you're cold. Play us out. Because you're hot, then
you're cold. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Have a listen to this. An Air India flight from Chicago to Delhi was forced to turn back after 8 of the 12 toilets on board became clogged. So it's one of those giant planes, really long voyage as well. They get 5 hours into their trip, pretty much all the toilets clog. There's not enough toilets to fit the amount of people that they've got on board. They're down to 4 usable toilets. And they have to make the decision to turn around rather than keep going. So you're in the air for 10 hours and you land exactly where you left.
Who is the person who's clogging up 8 toilets?
I don't think one person's clogging 8 toilets, but they did find clothing and scarves and all sorts of stuff shoved into the toilets.
What?
And, yeah.
Clothing and scarves?
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Also,
8 out of the 12 lavatories in the aircraft became unserviceable, causing discomfort to all on board.
Oh, that's a deliberate act from someone.
Do you think so?
Yeah. That's someone who wants to extend their holiday by turning the plane around. What can I do to not get back to, where was it, Delhi?
Yeah, Chicago? It was Chicago to Delhi, yeah.
You can unclog a toilet. Get one of those plunger things?
Totally, but those are weird toilets in aeroplanes, though. When you hit the flush, that's the scariest flush I've ever seen.
Right? I used to be so scared as a kid.
I still am. When I went to Egypt the other day, a couple of weeks back, I was terrified. Yeah. You hit the button because there's that eerie way where you go, hang on a second, do I need to hit it again? And then like a vacuum, like it's been sucked into space.
Yeah. Shroom. True. You're right, actually. So
That's plungible.
The scarf gets caught down the hole.
I wonder if anybody's dropped anything in one of those toilets. 545-11919, if you've dropped anything in an aeroplane toilet and got it back.
You could fish it out.
I'd love to hear from you.
Because you're right, it doesn't go.
Could fish it out, I guess, before you hit the vacuum button.
I feel like there's not a, what's it called, a cistern. Cistern in it, you know, that makes it go up and down. I feel like it just goes straight down below.
Is that what the cistern is? I don't think so.
It's like the curvy bit that goes up the top. S-bend. Is that a cistern?
That's not the cistern. The S bend isn't in the top bit of the toilet.
Doesn't it go up? The water go up.
545-11919. Why I wanted to share this story, Sunny Coast. Has your flight ever been turned around? Let's go to Kelly from Noosa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Kelly. Have you had a plane turn around?
Hello. Yeah, so recently I just went up to Hamilton Island for a friend's birthday. Mm. And we got turned around back to Brisbane.
Brisbane to Brisbane you caught.
Yeah. So we attempted to land twice and then they turned the flight around and we came home.
So you got to Hamilton and they turned it around.
Yeah, because the weather was so bad. It was after all that rain up north recently.
That's crazy they didn't land somewhere close. If that makes sense, inland.
Yeah, I know, that would have been great. But anyway, yeah, Well, we had a night in Brisbane and they sent us the next day.
It would have been fun after a couple and they've gone, look, the weather's pretty bad. There's a little survey on your seats if you'd like to work out exactly where everybody would like to land. We'll land where the majority wants to.
Who wants to go to Hawaii?
Should we risk the wind or go to the mainland or, New Zealand? Do people just do a New Zealand holiday instead?
Yeah, but then, if they've gone to what was closest, what would that be, like Mackay or...?
There's one inland that you can... It's like Ailey or something.
Yeah, you'd kind of just want to go back to what you know, maybe. You know, you don't want to get dropped in the middle of the outback.
Did you end up getting to Hamilton Island, Kel?
Yeah, the next day. They sent us back up the next day.
Did you get freebies, the next day? You know, could you get, free complimentary food and beverage or something on it?
Yeah. So they put us up at a hotel, food and beverage, and cab charge to get there and back. So it was a bit of a win, really.
I'd prefer 24 hours in Hamilton Island, to be fair.
Yeah. We got there eventually.
Absolutely. Jenny in Twin Waters, tell us, have you had a plane turn around?
Yeah, we love Bali so much. We got 2 hours into our flight time to Brisbane and they turned back to Bali. So that was a big win-win.
Trying to leave Bali and they go, nah, you don't want to come home.
So what happened when you got back? Did you get to stay for long?
Well, they turned it back because the toilets were blocked. So that wasn't us that blocked the toilets, by the way, either. So we arrived back in, on a 10:30 p.m. flight out of Bali. So we arrived back at Bali 1 a.m. in the morning.
Ooh,
and, they put us up a new accommodation. And then that night there was an earthquake. So we got to stay a couple of extra days. Thank you to the airline.
Goodness. Did they put you up in somewhere nice?
Yeah, fun times. Yeah, they moved us down to some resort in Canggu and we had an extra night and an extra day there. So thank you to whoever had that good dose of Bali belly and extended our trip.
Do you remember how many of the toilets were clogged, Jenny?
Jenny? You still there?
Yeah, sorry. I lost you for a minute.
No,
that's
all right.
Do you remember how...
I don't know how many of the toilets were blocked. We were just turned around and told not to use any of the toilets, so I'm assuming they were all clogged up.
That's so good. You always think with the flights getting turned around that you're wasting your holiday, but instead, in Jenny's case, she got a second trip out of it.
Yeah, it's a great outcome.
That's great. Let's go down the line now. Let's go to Clinton in Boccarina. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. How are we?
Good, man.
Clinton, have you had a plane turn around?
I have indeed. I was going on a surf trip in Papua New Guinea and we flew from Port Moresby and we nearly got to Madang, and as we went to land, the lights were out on the runway.
Ooh, that's not what you want.
So basically, turn around and go back to Port Moresby 2 hours back the other way, and at the same time, I got struck by food poisoning.
Oh no! Was it something on the plane that gave it to you, Clint?
It was something back at Port Moresby in the hot box. It looked like a bit of chicken, and I went for it and definitely shouldn't have.
Looked like a bit of chicken.
That's a great description.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a rough. How long did you have to stay in PNG for afterwards?
So we spent the night in Port Moresby and we're on a flight the next morning to get up to Madang to start our surf trip.
Oh, rough.
Yeah, no, that's not what you want.
And not what you want.
Not when you're unwell as well. Thanks, Clint.
Well, do you reckon that Clinton maybe was the one who clogged the toilets on Jenny's flight?
It was actually all the same story. I actually think of one of the guys that we work with here. He was delayed in Singapore for 2 or 3 days. Mm. It's not quite a flight turning around, but it is a delay of a big chunk of time. Just when Alfred was hitting? Because it was supposed to be Thursday, then it was Friday, then it was Saturday. It got delayed for us here, living here. But people trying to fly in just kept getting delayed and delayed. And so he was stuck in Singapore. But it did look like where the hotel put him was pretty nice.
Well, that's the thing, right? What I have learned from the last 10 minutes of radio is that if your plane gets turned around, you get a nice hotel out of it.
No, I thought what you had learned was clog the toilets on your flight.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We've asked for kids to call who reckon they can talk about anything.
Yeah, we're going to give them some topics, see how well they do. For a $50 Ultimate Kids voucher, can be spent at Zone Bowling, Strike Bowling, Time Zone, EB Games, Officeworks, Smiggle, Toy World, the list goes on.
I feel a bit guilty about putting the kids on the spot with these questions.
Yeah.
Look, they're difficult questions, but kids, You don't have to tell the truth.
No.
Just make stuff up if you want.
Whatever you think. So let's go to Kiwana. Mads, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Maddie, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Perfect.
11. All right.
Can I start with an easy question?
Sure, go for it.
Before we go for the hard stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think the best way to become a millionaire is, Mads?
Marry someone rich. And go on Married at First Sight.
We were expecting wrong answers. But Mads has actually just hit the nail on the head.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay. Question number two. Uh-oh. We've lost him. We've lost Taz. Marry someone rich or go
marry someone rich. Perfect.
Okay, Maddie, I've got a question for you. What are your thoughts on Donald Trump's tariffs?
He looks like a twisty.
He does, actually.
He looks like a twisty. He needs to be sun safe. He needs to what, sorry?
Very sun safe. He needs to be sun safe.
He does.
Yeah. Too orange.
He needs a bit of SPF 50, that's absolutely. Right. Do you know what a tariff is, Maddie?
Sounds like a type of cake.
Yum, I wish it was. Australia would be a little bit happier for the tariffs if it was just cake coming from the US.
I love you, Maddie. Honestly, top marks.
Totally.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy?
I'm excited for this. This is so cool.
I received a message about an hour ago from a friend of mine, a girl that I play netball with, who's very involved in the Moolabar Reds Netball Club.
Great.
She has said to me, crazy request. You don't want to train one of our little netball teams, do you? I'm desperate for a coach. It's a big commitment, but really worth it.
Oh, I love this idea. Now, before you text no, because you had almost replied before you even told me.
Well, I wanted to reply for more information. It's not a definite no.
Because we were spitballing ideas for the show for the next couple of months. I said, how cool would it be if we coached like a kids' sporting team? This was yesterday, and I said, what about netball? Because you know so much about netball.
Yeah, but I don't know how to do, like, drills and stuff for kids.
We play good coach, bad coach. I'll be good coach and just bribe them and, like, tell them when they did good and give them the encouragement awards at the end of the games. And you can be bad coach, which getting them to do drills.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Why would I want to commit to that?
But you're like head coach. I'm just assistant coach.
No, but then they'll like you better than me, and that does not bode well for my self-esteem.
You'll be Coach Ellie. How could they not love you?
What do you mean? I don't know what I'm doing, though. Who's calling?
545-11919. Our lines are always open. Who's this?
Hello, Taz. It's Nikki. How are you?
Hey, Nikki. Have you heard about Ellie's possible coaching gig?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a little bit excited because that could possibly be Isabel's team.
Oh, no, Nikki, do not.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, my goodness, because I know. Can you tell me the name of the team? Does it start with R?
I don't know. That's all the information that I've got.
What does the text say? What does the text say, Ellie? Just for people that have tuned in the last 2 minutes.
You don't want to train one of our little Netset Go teams for the Moolabar
Reds. Yes, I think it's our one.
Nikki, what if Ellie's not available?
Ellie.
If Ellie's not available for one of the games, Nikki, would you be able to step up?
I could possibly help. I used to play netball.
Look, see, then you've got a fallback, Ellie. If you're desperate,
Nikki, talk to me. Yeah. This is the big question. The big hurdle. Yes. What time on a Saturday are the games played?
Okay. Well, the good thing is the younger ones apparently they're not till like later on, so like 12, 1.
Oh, smack bang in the middle of the day.
Ellie wants to be able to send it on a Friday night, you see, and not have to worry about the game in the morning.
I'm going to Ocean Street tonight if I have to.
That's okay. You can still sleep in. I'll bring you coffee, Ellie.
Oh, whoa. All right.
How cool would it be? Ellie and Taz. Coach Ellie, Coach Taz.
Question number two.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Thank you, Nikki.
I would get cheerleaders for you and get, like, pom-poms and everything for you guys.
Nikki, do you know if what's the pay like?
I think it's out of kindness, Ellie.
Oh, she's got none left. She's all out.
I hate doing things for kindness. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I I can't wait to tell Isabel when I pick her up.
Okay, well, let's not get the six-year-old's hopes up, okay? This is very early days.
When can we hear a yes or a no from you,
I've
Ellie?
Got to discuss my fee.
Monday.
With the rest. Okay.
Monday. Can we get a result Monday?
We may. Look, I've inquired back for more information.
Okay, you'll have the weekend to think about it.
Nikki, this call has not helped my cause. Thank you so much for calling through. I'll let you all know on Monday.
Coach Ellie.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz. The highlight tapes.
3, 2, 1.
As this week kicked off, the talk of the town was still all things Cyclone Alfred. Everyone's now a meteorologist.
Totally.
Which is rude because before it was just me. Yes, I've checked out the radar before Cyclone Alfred. I did it before it was cool. Look, it's a big claim from someone who can't even really say the word. I am the meteorologist. 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 So instead of us trying to be experts, we decided to get kids to explain what their experience of the cyclone was like.
It was really windy. Mm. We ate all our snacks.
Oh, what were your snacks, Dallas?
One, chips and chocolate. And Becky.
What's your favourite Becky, Dallas?
Carrots.
Carrots?
Because we got so bored, we got a special freak. We called him Alfie because he reminded us of the cyclone Alfred.
Very
because
cool.
Because he does nothing.
He does
and
nothing.
And his full name is Alfie Jean-Pierre.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's got a full name. What does Jean-Pierre stand? Like, where did that come from, those names?
It just goes with it.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
Alfred Jean-Pierre. Yeah, perfect fish name.
Once the cyclone had passed, we were able to go back to normal programming where we're always learning something new. Like how cheap it is to change your name. You know, like if I just wanted to say, all right, my name's going to be Ralph from here on out.
Oh, great. Finally.
Chuck $250 at it, fill out a few forms, and I'm Ralph. Is
Ralph and Taz. It's got a great name. It's got a great ring to it.
And with NAPLAN kicking off this week, we dipped our toe into answering some questions.
You put your wet shoes outside, inside, away, or up on the shelf?
Outside. Oh, sorry. What's your question? Was that right, Leo?
Yeah.
Yes! Whoa! We are the smartest radio presenters live. What year are you in again, Leo?
5.
That sounds about our intelligence level. Yeah.
We could totally sit in the year 5 class, not stand out.
And it didn't stop at NAPLAN. We learnt some astronomy too.
So and there's the sun.
Just, yeah.
Then there's us, and the moon will be behind us.
Oh.
So the moon won't be able to see the sun. We will be in the way from the moon.
Oh, how annoying for us. The moon won't be able to get a tan.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We are the cool cabana to the moon today.
Oh, God.
So now, with all that extra learning, we're astronomers and meteorologists. But the most important thing we learnt this week was when a tropical cyclone comes our way next time, we know what to do.
Stay inside and don't go outside so you don't get blown off a mountain.
Yeah. Right,
exactly.
You want to stay on the mountain.
See, where's the Channel 9 reporters saying
exactly.
Don't get blown off a mountain?
I didn't hear that on the TV once.
I would probably just stay inside and just take a chill pill.
Take a chill pill.
Because it didn't hit us.
Yeah.
Because it just didn't hit us. And I'll just be gaming, so I'm like, I'm just chill with that.
She moves her body like a cyclone and she makes me want to do it. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.